Hi, is this Robert?
Yes, this is Robert.
Hi, Robert. Nicole Bink of Cardis. How are you?
I'm terrific. What's Cardis?
Great. You requested information and a callback around this time for the Working Capital Program?
Yeah. Let me make this real short so that I don't waste a lot of your time.
Sure.
My credit is really, really bad. And
okay.
I'm in a really rough situation. I owe a bunch of money, and I need to get things caught up. And I don't know if you guys are in a position to be able to do anything with that, or if it's a waste of time.
Okay. Where is your credit right now?
It's below 600.
Below 600? Okay.
Yeah.
And what caused your credit score to go down?
Well, the business had a lot of issues, and I had to publicly guarantee a lot of things on it that from my private credit when it was an LLC. And, it's just, they didn't get paid, and they just got behind, and it just kept driving my credit score down lower and lower and lower. So
okay.
That's what it was. Now, when it was LLC, the Dun's, all I had was the Dun's number that drove down, and it drove in down too. So I don't know what it is, because I don't want to pay the fee to find out. But it's in pretty bad shape now.
It's not an LLC anymore?
No, it's no. I've dissolved the LLC and turned it back into a private company. There's no sense in having an LLC if I have to personally guarantee everything that I buy.
Okay.
The purpose of the LLC was to isolate me from that, and it didn't do it. So.
How much funding were you looking for?
Well, actually, I need about 10,000 real fast, like this
week. Okay. Okay.
And then, that money, I can pay it back pretty quickly. Now,
okay.
I tell you, just to bring you up to speed,
sure.
We have a number of things in the process. We've increased our advertising. We're adding on to Yelp and Yodel and a couple of other things.
Mm-hmm.
And we've switched to a private plumbing company so that we have memberships that are working. This is working for us. And there's a light at the end of the tunnel.
Uh-huh.
It's just it's a ways down the road.
Right.
So, I don't think I'd have an issue in paying back the money.
Okay.
But most people don't want to let loose of the money because of, past problems.
Okay. Do you have any working capital loans right now?
No.
No. Okay. Perfect. And what did the business do for gross revenue last year?
What's the question?
Oh, the gross revenue for 2015. Do you know what the total sales
were?
Oh,
yeah. Actually, my taxes are down being done right now, but they're supposed to be around 240, I believe.
Okay. And are you on track to do something similar to that this year?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, we should be higher this year. And,
okay. Perfect.
So, yeah.
Okay. Any tax liens, bankruptcies, anything like that?
Yeah, I have a bankruptcy that's in process right now. It hasn't been filed yet. And I have the IRS put a lien on me, and the Department of Economic Security threatened to put a lien on me, but I talked them out of it.
Okay.
The IRS thing, it's the IRS deal. I owe them about $50,000.
Okay.
And most of that is due from not paying my half of the Social Security. You have to pay the 50% on the Social Security, which I didn't pay.
Uh-huh.
And most of that's what that is. And my accountant tells me that once we get most of that, if not all of it, eliminated,
mm-hmm.
once we get the taxes filed and we get that, this year straightened out as far as what it is.
Okay. But the bankruptcy, do you have a bankruptcy right now?
Well, I'm in the process of filing. I'm halfway through it. they can't file it until I have my taxes, so I'm on my accountant to get my taxes done so I can get them to them. As soon as I can get them to them and pay the other $500 to them, then they will file the taxes. Now, the bankruptcy, then they could file the paperwork on it. And basically what that's covering is two things. It's the lien that I have against me from a company called PSI that I had belonged to. And PSI, even though they were not pressuring me for the money, their main goal, but they did get a lien against me. Now, when they got the lien, I called their attorney, and I sent him copies of my bank statements. You know, I said, listen, if you can see on here somewhere where I can pull some money out and pay you, I'll start paying it. But there, you can see that, you know, it's just not there. So they haven't said anything, but it's, you know, it's out there looming. I know that one of these days somebody's going to wake up and say, okay, well, let's go after this guy now. So I'm getting rid of that. And then I had purchased for $20,000 a business from a guy that had gone out of business. I actually bought his phone number and his equipment. And I had a couple of disgruntled employees that decided to steal most of the equipment that I bought, and you know, they ripped me for about $25,000, and you know, I made a police report, but nothing ever came of it. I mean, they didn't pursue it. So I'm just out that, and I don't, you know, if I claim it, I claim on my taxes, but if I claim it against my insurance, I have to itemize these things, and I don't know how to do that. I don't know how to itemize. How do you itemize 50, you know, different products? I mean, it's almost impossible. So, and then it always makes my insurance rates go up, so I just didn't do it.
Yeah. So you actually did file the bankruptcy, though. Is that correct? Or?
No, it hasn't. It has not been filed yet.
Oh,
but all the stuff is with the attorney, and as soon as the taxes come back, it'll
when
be
would
filed.
That be?
Well, my stupid accountant, I don't know. You know, he told me it was going to be done in a week, and that was 2 weeks ago, and I keep calling them, and for some reason, they're dragging their feet on the thing, and you know, I don't know. I'm pulling my hair out trying to get this stuff accomplished. And probably am not in a position to be able to get any kind of loan as long as this thing is looming over me.
Mm-hmm. How do your banks end with a negative balance?
Yes.
Ever? Okay.
Is it
every month they're always negative? They always end with a negative.
It has been the last 3 or 4 months we've been ending in negatives because I keep. I have these contracts out there, and they're due on the 1st. Well, here it is the 6th, and I'm on the phone just before you called. I was, you know, contacting these people saying, where is the payment? This is the 6th. And, you know, everybody always uses the holiday as a reason why, well, you know, it should have been there and, you know, blah, blah, blah. But I sit here in a world of hurt because, you know, because the automatics keep coming out. Like I have some automatic car payments and automatic, you know, vehicle payments, automatic equipment payments, things that come out, and it sends the account into the negative. Generally, I can get the money in there. Like today, I got to try to come up with $1,100 or something to get the account in the negative, so it doesn't bounce those, so it doesn't send those back. Because otherwise, midnight it goes back, you know. And
Well, I think just based off, we do work with people with credit that's not perfect, so that wouldn't be an issue, but because it's a program based off revenue, if there's multiple months with negative ending balances, the underwriters won't approve the loan. I know that they won't issue an approval because that's kind of the main thing they look at. And the BK, because if you file the BK, we don't issue loans for people that are in a bankruptcy. So I think all of that combined wouldn't work right now for this particular loan approval. But
yeah.
There might be some, other businesses out there or companies that may issue an approval. I'm not sure.
Well, I'll tell you what I have is I put together a thing for one of my customers, and I'm going to try to go get some money from him to collect this stuff. And I do about $5,000 a month for him, and I'm going to go and try to give him for $10,000. I'm going to try to. I also rent my shop from him, so for $10,000, and if this month's rent and October's rent, I'll pay him back $15,000 at either half rate or at full rate. I mean, if he wants to charge the whole thing until it's paid off, that's fine, because we're only looking at it in a couple of months, and he'll it'll be a great deal for him. I mean, I think he'll do that.
Okay. But, well, that sounds like a good option.
And then maybe, you know, maybe we're on the expansion mode. I'm not negative about this, even though things are looking rough right now. I've been here before, and I think I can dig out of this. And, you know, maybe a couple of months down the road, you might give me a call back, and maybe we can do something.
Yeah, that sounds good.
So I appreciate your call, and I'm sorry that we couldn't do anything right this time. And like I said, I didn't really want to waste your time, because I know that revenue-based lending companies go by the bank accounts, and the bank accounts are just ugly. You know, they're ugly.
Yeah.
What can I tell you?
Well, we will touch base with you maybe in a few months and just see how things are going.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
All right, bye.
Bye.